With regard to the aftermath and the associated variables with Charlie Kirk's assassination, we are just barely scraping the top of this iceberg. There's so many things we have in the works here at the Common Sense Show, and I'm sure that Zach and Danks are saying the same thing. It's everywhere. Information's pouring in. I want to say something before I launch into this blockbuster revelation, and this is blockbuster. I have heard about it, and I'm late reporting on it because I didn't want to jump into something I wasn't sure about. I'm sure we have the forms, and we're going to blow the insurance agreement out of the water here. This is really bad. Really bad, and explains why Erica Kirk had to become the CEO, whether she did anything wrong or not. And now you can argue that she didn't. You could make a 50-50 case, but she had to be, by force or by choice, the CEO with what we're going to reveal. But I just wanted to say this to the TP USA whistleblowers. I know a lot of you want to come out and talk. I've heard this. I know you've had private conversations in and amongst each other with people that you know you can trust. I know there have been some people let go because they've expressed open questioning about why we aren't asking this question or that question. Of course, TPUSA, you're not allowed to ask questions. You have to accept the official version that protects TPUSA. But to you people who are potential whistleblowers, and I've heard from a couple, and they will tell you that I will hold your identity in absolute secrecy. I suggest that you create a secondary email and use that so it can't be traced. And I absolutely will do nothing to compromise your identity. And I don't blame you for having to remain anonymous. It's not a matter of courage now, people. You've got the officials in the state of Utah and the FBI that are basically participating in a massive, poorly put together cover-up. So I understand there's really nowhere you can go for justice. So the only justice we can find is to educate the public as to what went on so they know what to do with their potential donor money. And if you think TPUSA passes the smell test, then by all means, give them money. And to TPUSA and Tyler Boyer and Mikey McCoy and Erica Kirk and all the rest of you have an open invitation to come on my show and refute anything you want to. It will be electronic. I will not come to your location for obvious reasons. And I'm just going to leave that at that. Now, we have a sponsor before we jump into this blockbuster revelation. This is mind-blowing. This may be the biggest thing that we've revealed to date, and there have been so many. We are brought to you by a tremendous set of products here, and they're from the Body Align ALIGN group. I use two here, the EMF defense for the back of your phone, and I use the energy band. Don't wear it to bed. Take it off 2 hours before you go to sleep. I'm warning you. I've learned the hard way. But there's the pain patch. And it's interesting. And I got a testimonial written to me on email about this. And this is pretty interesting. Anyway, it's buy one, get one free time with additional discounts at Body Align. Frequency-based, which is the rage in modern medical healthcare as well as alternative healthcare. And these products are terrific. Go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Are you ready? I've been on this for a while now, and people have actually sent me information on this, but the totality I didn't feel was there until now. And even now, we can't say definitively who benefited from this very, very suspicious handling of Charlie's life insurance policy. Listen, I'm not here to apologize and be an apologist for Erica Kirk, not in the least. But also, I will tell you that if she did set these things up and into motion, as the circumstances seem to dictate, she's putting herself in the line of fire if anyone ever decided from an official capacity to actually do a real investigation. And she would be in danger of the Democratic forces in Arizona, particularly the Attorney General Chris May's questionable morals, questionable judgment, stretching the law for her purpose, ignoring crimes of the governor, not prosecuting despite, I think, pretty overwhelming evidence. But Chris Mayes does not like TPUSA and she does not like the GOP. And they are intertwined, as I pointed out. And I think that Erica would have put herself right in the line of fire for a potential future action. I'm not sure she did this. I think it's 50-50. Now, will she control or does she control the funds? Yes. Now, a pretty good explanation for this is over on Danks. I differ on a couple of points, but the overall theme, yeah, and that's what really matters here. We're all seeking to get to the truth and expose TPUSA, I think, as a national security threat that is designed to shape young people's attitudes in ways that I don't think are based on fact. I don't think they're in the best interest of the country. And I don't think they're in the best interest of the people they're trying to influence for the purposes of promoting another country over America. Okay. Now, what you're looking at on the screen, and if you're listening by audio, I'll just have to describe it. It is a part two form of a 990 EZ. And let me go back and bring this back up again. And this is available up on, you see, it's Patriot, please. Okay. And this is available up on X. And it's just one of many publications like this. This is not unique. It's not specific to the Common Sense Show. I don't want to overhype, but I will tell you, I think I've got a couple of perspectives that have not been rightfully considered yet. I think they will be. All right. This is life insurance. The name of the interested person. It's not a person. It's an LLC. GGLF. Relationship with organization. Entity owned by the president slash CEO. Okay. On the date that this was taken out, this apps, and this would have been 625, no, before that. In May of 2023. That's when this was taken out. And Charlie Kirk would have been the name of the interested person. It's a loan against life insurance. The purpose of the loan is split dollar life insurance policy. Okay. Now, the original principal amount is $350,000. So it's a passage of money borrowing against a life insurance policy. I can argue Charlie had absolutely no reason to be doing this. None. Zero. He was in a position where he absolutely needed to have $350,000 and compromise his life insurance potentially when he would be worried about his wife and children. This makes no sense. Now, because this policy is registered to a business position and not a named individual, this really brings this agreement into severe questioning. Whoever is the CEO of GGLF, which would be Charlie Kirk here, if he were to die, the new CEO would be the beneficiary. Now, this gets really weird. These business interests are solely located in Arizona. However, they went to Wyoming. To where you don't have to identify the principals. This is why you would go to Wyoming. It's why people do a Delaware corporation like State Senator Jake Hoffman and what he has done with 110 LLC can obscure a lot of associations here if money's being paid out by Turning Point to members of Turning Point, which is illegal as anything else. Delaware Corporation fits this anonymity aspect, and the Wyoming statutes on life insurance do too. Now, I've taken pretty explicit notes here on my research on this 990 form. Okay, now, this has an interesting history. May of 2023 is when this was taken out, and Stephanie Hooper, a tax attorney for the firm that handled this, and the founders, David Taylor, they declared this to be a legitimate loan against life insurance and registered in Wyoming. In 2024, there was an annual report filed, and there seemed to be no problem. The problems and the suspicious things begin in May of 2025. Oh, this is the same month. And see, this is where I haven't heard people talk about this. Zach DeGregorio identified this. I found this as well. I don't know if he was ahead of me Friday to Monday or I was ahead of him Monday to Tuesday. I have no idea. But we both found the same thing independently. And what we found were three of the four 990 forms for shell corporations for TPUSA were due in May of 2025 and not filed. Not filed. I suspect this could be connected, but an investigation would have to bear that out. Okay, now in May of 2025, Wyoming sent a delinquency notice out that the holder of this policy, GGLF 2023 LLC, did not pay the required $60 fee. This caused this entity to lapse and to effectively go dead. For $60, you'd let this go dead? Well, stay tuned because there's a reason why it was let alone and failed because of a minuscule missing of a $60 payment. In July of 2025, this entity was dissolved by Wyoming. So the beneficiary now does not exist. What about the loan? Good question. How do you trace a loan with a non-existing corporation? That's suspicious in itself, and I don't think anyone's made a big deal of this. Who did this money actually go to? Is this why Charlie ordered an audit? I suspect it was one of the major factors. Now, when Wyoming sent out the delinquency notice and it was ignored in July of 2025, this entity, as I said, was dissolved. Okay, now, next on the timeline, Charlie dies on September 10th. This insurance policy cannot be paid out. Not at this time, because it's not an entity. And because it's not an entity with a beneficiary, there's no one to pay it to. So there would be no claim made to the entity to decide if they were going to pay or not pay. On September 18th, formalization of Erica Kirk installed as CEO, and this was necessary to do this. Like I said, I'm not alleging she did anything wrong. She may have been, okay, I'll become the CEO and not have known about this. It's very possible. I don't have any proof that she had foreknowledge. Now, she very well could. And when you look, let me just put it this way. If you're a detective and you're investigating a homicide, and a husband and wife are having reported marital issues that have been well reported here from TPSA insiders between Erica and Charlie. And you had this massive policy worth tens of millions of dollars payout upon death benefit. Do you think that the spouse would be looked at? Of course. It's just a matter of an investigation. A regular investigation would look at this. That's why I'm saying, I'm not convinced Erica would put herself in the limelight here, because what happens next is shows malice aforethought, but not necessarily Erica Kirk, but it could be Erica Kirk. I don't know. I absolutely do not know. Listen to this. Erica's CEO as of September 18th. The policy can be resurrected within 6 months of the dissolution date. So from July of 2025, they had 6 months to fix this problem. Actually, it was from, yeah, that date. Now, in December 3rd, an attorney, and as Danks pointed out on the form that he has, no signature, just a printed name, Virginia Brown, from the same firm that set this up, reinstates this entity. Now, hold on, because I got to explain a technicality to you. This allows a process. And I'm not sure what the process is called here. I'm looking for it's a loophole in the law. And let me just explain the loophole. There's a term for it, and it's escaped my memory. But here's the deal. When you reinstate this, this goes back to the original filing date. And the beneficiary of the policy at the time that the dissolution is dissolved and reinstatement occurs. The person that's the CEO becomes the new beneficiary. Because remember what I said? This is a policy that was tied to a position, not a person. CEO and president. Well, that's Erica Kirk. Tens of millions of dollars here on the reinstatement. And like I said, Virginia Brown was the attorney of record without a signature. I find that to be highly irregular with this kind of money moving along. And this beat the deadline for reinstatement by 6 days. I've read estimates it's 20 million. I've read estimates it's 50 million. It's tens of millions of dollars that would revert to the beneficiary, the CEO of Turning Point, actually, the CEO of GGLF 2023 LLC, and that would have been Erica Kirk. Now, I'm going to reiterate this. If I had a criminal mind, I would not do this if I was Erica, because it puts me right in the line of fire for collusion, for I knew something was going to happen, and I set it up this way to cause the company to go defunct or the policy to go defunct, reinstate it. It goes back to the original with me as the CEO. And I'm now the beneficiary as of July of 2025. I wouldn't do that if I were her. And I think she's far and too intelligent to do that. And I think the odds are a little over 50% that she didn't do this. I think she was probably trapped. And you're thinking, Dave, are you taking Erica Kirk's side? In this one issue, you would have to be the dumbest criminal on the face of the earth to put yourself in a position like this. If I can find this not being an accountant, and if other people can find related items not being accountants, what do you think the authorities could do? This is absolutely stunning when we look at this. And by the way, I want to point out something to you too, and this really takes Erica off the hook from the beginning of this. Is this policy in default? Line G, no. H. Is this approved by the board or committee? This $350,000 loan went somewhere. We don't know who got it. Why? Because in Wyoming, you don't have to disclose it. It's like a Delaware corporation. You tell me this isn't intentional. Look at this. Approved by the board. Erica Kirk was not on the board. She didn't have a vote. I have raised the issue before, and I'm going to digress to something. The Egyptians. Candace has produced aerial maps that show intersect between the positions of Charlie and Erica with Egyptian airplanes. I'm convinced it's real from what I've seen. And I suggested then, and boy, people jumped all over me. Don't you defend Erica? Listen to me. I am not an Erica Kirk fan. I wouldn't give a plug nickel for any organization that she was the head of, just based on my values and what I've seen. But I will say this, she was being tracked, in my humble opinion. I think Candace is correct. And I don't think that she was at the centerpiece of this because it's too easy to trace. If Kash Patel was doing his job, and they actually called in DOJ forensic audit forensic investigators for this policy, what the hell do you think would happen? Who'd be the first person they'd look at? The new beneficiary that got predated back to July because they let the company dissolve or the policy dissolve over a $60 non-payment. I mean, I think a sixth grader could figure this out. That's why I'm not saying that she is guilty of anything here. But the people behind the policy look like they had foreknowledge. And at minimum, they're siphoning off $350,000. And we don't have a record of where it went. At least with Jake Hoffman, we know $4.5 million went to a UPS box in Queen Creek, Arizona, in a strip mall. We can trace that. We can't trace this. So you tell me, is this a problem? It's a huge problem. And I want to point out here too, in this analysis I printed here, Turning Point reported a $350,000 loan to GGLF 2023 LLC, an entity owned by Charlie Kirk. Where'd the money go? I've been told it's not in Charlie's financials because it would have had to have been declared on their 990 forms. So I want to know who got this money. And we did, what did we talk about this morning? Listen, Stacy Sheridan, two companies, Lion Rock, and I'm not saying she has anything to do with this, but I'm saying Lion Rock Ventures, Cloverstone Ventures, okay? And she approves payment to her own companies from TPUSA for a total of $3.4 million. That's illegal for a charity. If this is true, and it needs to be investigated before it's true, needs to be investigated, indicted, prosecuted before it's true. But what I'm giving you here are allegations that don't look good on paper. And so TPUSA has a history of putting themselves in difficult positions to explain. This is, I think, the sine qua non of foreknowledge of what was going to happen to Charlie. Why else would you do this? You're talking money movement of tens of millions of dollars. This is just off the charts bizarre. I have to stop with what I'm telling you here because what I have are allegations, unexplained transfer of funds, letting a policy lapse over a mere $60 that's worth tens of millions of dollars. You don't think someone said, hey, we got tens of millions of dollars out there. What if Charlie gets hit by a bus? We better pay that $60, right? But by not paying it, they're able to change the original beneficiary back to July. That's the point I want to drive home. What does your logic tell you? And I'm going to back up and I'm going to give a 30,000 foot view comment to conclude this. Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, if you have an ounce of integrity, you'd be all over this policy and be investigating it. So would the state of Arizona. See, this violates federal, in my opinion, violates federal nonprofit regulations. This also falls under state jurisdiction. Both entities need to be all over this. Chris Mayes has political motive to jump on this. I'm surprised she hasn't, but she got her butt kicked over the elector issue. Maybe she's gun shy. I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, folks, we need to make this go viral and say, GGLF, Erica, you have explaining to do. You could say, hey, I just kind of inherited this. I wasn't involved in this process all the way through, and there's no way to prove that she was. Not unless she had an eyewitness that'll be willing to rat her out. There's no way to prove she was involved in this, so therefore I cannot make any allegations here. But if she said, hey, listen, I got so much on my plate right now, I didn't know about this. I knew there was a life insurance policy, but I didn't know about the lapse in payment. And she might be telling the truth. Okay, so what do we do? I want to find out who was behind this. I have my suspicions, but it would be reckless of me to say something here definitively and put names on this that I suspect are behind this. But you've already heard the names. Tell me what you think. And do you think we should make this go viral and demand an investigation? Because ultimately, this is the problem. Maybe there is nothing here, just a string of weird coincidences that happen that could just look bad, but there's really nothing illegal. Okay, well, I want to make sure there's nothing illegal because my tax dollars are subsidizing this organization called TPUSA. And I'm damn sick and tired of it. And I'm sick and tired of seeing $4.5 million go to UPS mailboxes, to companies that obviously are not active. Aren't you tired of this crap? This is your tax dollars. This is Somalia in Arizona. Just a different form. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. Good to see you. Good to have you here. We are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please help us by sharing what we do. We don't have an agenda here. I'm not dependent on any one sponsor. I represent what I believe in. And if I don't believe in it, I don't represent them. Also, too, I'm not owned by anybody, and not everybody on my side of the fence can say that. So I'm free to say what I want. So I hope you'll accept what I'm telling you is the best version of the truth as I know it and share it far and wide. And something I'm going to share with you that is very, very disturbing to me is about Anna Paulina Luna. I'm not casting her in a bad light, but she is a lot more than she appears to be. And she's now providing cover for Erica Kirk, who's been totally discredited. And remember, I was defending Erica. How dare you pick on the widow? Let's just pick up the pieces and move on with Charlie's legacy. Leave Erica and the kids alone. Well, I'm leaving the kids alone. But Erica, well, she's kind of made her own bed, literally and figuratively. And we're exposing what that means now because there are national security implications to TPUSA. And tomorrow, oh my gosh, tomorrow we've got, you think we've exposed fraud here before with TPUSA and finances and legal issues? You ain't seen nothing yet. Tomorrow we are going to blow this out of the water. And you'll begin to see this organization for what it is. And anyone who goes to their events, anyone who contributes to them, you'll have information to say to them, what the heck are you doing? Do you not know about this organization? And I'm happy to say that the information's not proprietary, so I don't feel the need to rush out and be the first to report. I don't care about that. What I'm doing is I am linking what how has been found, some by other researchers, with what people like myself and Zach DiGregorio have now come forward with in the past. But we got a whole lot more detail. And I'm happy to report, well, I'm glad when criminality is prosecuted. I don't relish having average people or people in general suffering. I don't like to see it. I shed an internal tear when people go to prison, even though most of the time it's deserved. But the reality is there are some people at TPUSA who could still get their just desserts from state authorities in Arizona. And we'll hit that tomorrow, too. That's interesting. But right now, I want to focus on Anna Paulina Luna, who I thought was nothing but a really great person and a total activist. And I thought that, and it's not because she would disagree with me, but she's defending Erica Kirk in indefensible ways. She's defending the investigation in indefensible ways. There is no investigation. It's a cover-up. 30-06, paved over crime scene. On and on and on. We've exposed the forensic 9 times Sunday. And anyone that would say, oh, they've got the guy, this is an open and shut case. They're not to be believed. And this is all you see now on Fox News. And how long have you heard me say, Fox News is nothing but the controlled opposition? If they weren't, then they would not have fired Tucker at the height of his popularity. Why? Because BlackRock didn't like him. Because he was exposing BlackRock interests without really even naming them. Anyway, I digress. We're going to get into Anna Paulina Luna and why we can champion some things she's done and said. But we're going to actually pose 10 things here that should cause you grave concern. Before I launch into this, I just want you to know with Representative Luna who she is supporting. And she is defending Erica Kirk. And she's indefensible. I understand why she's doing it. And I'm going to cut to the chase right here before I give you 10 things I think you need to know. She's defending Kirk because the linkage or any linkage with Israel, Epstein, what happened in Gaza, Charlie's comments about Gaza, any linkage to Charlie's demise, that needs to be dispelled for the good of the Middle East peace agreement to keep everything on track in the Middle East. We can't have an upset Israel. I understand what she's doing, and it's as plain as the nose on my face. But let me just say this. Snowden has come out and said Erica's a CIA op. I can't verify that, but I can tell you that that presentation that I showed you, that 30-second clip of EMP weaponry, first it represented her mother's company. Some people want to minimize it. Oh, she's just being a good daughter. She spent time in China, Romania, Israel, and married Charlie. And we've got all the inconsistencies and lies that she's told about her background, particularly with her lifestyle, which I don't care about her lifestyle until you lie. And when you lie, we can't trust anything you say. And I understand why Paulina, Anna Paulina Luna is defending, but we're going to go through and I'm going to show you that there's a lot more that meets the eye about Anna Paulina Luna. First of all, I want to give her credit. She had a lot to do with Trump getting elected. She had a lot to do with opening her own constituents and people from her ethnic background about the viability of Trump's candidacy versus the crap that we were handed with Biden. We owe her a lot as Americans. And I'm not willing to just crap on her and say she's worthless, get rid of her. It's not what I'm saying. But I think you need to take what she's saying right now about Erica Kirk and TPUSA into consideration based on the role that she is obviously playing. I got 10 things up here, and let me cut to number six. She's only a sophomore in Congress. She's a newbie. She's a rookie. She's the new kid on the block, which doesn't explain the other things I'm going to tell you that she occupies huge position of power in Congress. She is a broker despite being a sophomore. And on top of that, she had nothing in her background other than she is well spoken, she is intelligent, she's obviously well educated. Hey, but she was just a model. Now, I'm sure she's very good at being a model. She's a beautiful lady, and she carries herself with grace and charm. Absolutely no question. And she is persuasive. And I don't dislike her. I want to make that really clear. But just a model, just a sophomore, and she's going to occupy all the things I'm talking about here. Let's get into it. She's a guardian of classified files release on JFK, Epstein, UFOs, and ETs. In fact, she just came out. Was it Joe Rogan or was it PBD? It was a popular podcast, and she said, these entities are real. And she says, I can't say much more than that because I've signed the classified agreement. I respect that. And I respect that she tried to go as far as she felt she could. Or is she planting a seed for Bluebeam, maybe unknown to her? Bluebeam, if you don't know that, is the fake alien invasion. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this too. The release of some of these CIA files, which she has nothing to do with, she is in charge of releasing. I don't know how much she knows, but I know enough about the Kennedy assassination that a good portion of the releases are fraudulent. They're made up to take people off the track. It's kind of like the chafe that you release when you're flying an F-35 and you've got an enemy plane trailing you and you want to lead them to false targets. You release that. Hopefully, they don't hit your craft. That's what a lot of these file releases are. And it's not just JFK, it's RFK. She's also part of the determining team on what gets released with Epstein. And remember, a model, no political background, and a sophomore. Interesting. She's a buddy with Netanyahu. I had to look into this. I didn't believe it when I first heard. I said, no, I came at that as a skeptic. She is very much a fan of the Netanyahu regime, or she views him as a necessary evil. I'm not sure which is more true, but she is falling into line just like Susie Wiles, who helped with Netanyahu's re-election campaign. Okay? She is now turned into a defender of Erica Kirk and TPUSA. And I'm telling you, come back here tomorrow because we are going to blow the lid off financial fraud and illegal actions on the part of TPUSA, just waiting to be acted upon. And the Attorney General of Arizona might be moving on certain things with felonious legal matters. Trump has pardoned some of it. He can't pardon the state crimes. Because if you could, Tina Peters, who's been unjustly imprisoned in Colorado, would be out. All right. She's a defender of the FBI and the investigation. She's not overtly coming out. Nah, don't ask questions. She's not doing what TPUSA and Erica Kirk are doing. Oh, we're giving everything we have to the authorities, but don't you dare ask any questions out there. She's not doing that. But I have confidence in the FBI. I have confidence in Kash Patel. BS. BS. That whole scenario has been discredited. It's like Lee Harvey, Tyler James, Robinson. And listen, with her position with Intel, and I think she's an Intel operative, she knows darn good and well that investigation by the FBI was predetermined and compromised and was designed to lead away from certain entities. And she knows that in her position. So these are the 10 things. This is right out of the Twilight Zone, folks. I looked at her as a total honest and pure, and I'm naive. I'm going to admit right here, I'm naive. I thought she was an honest and pure populist. And I don't think now there's any such thing. And this strengthens my claim for when I tell you we need to have a toss them all movement in the midterms. We can't have any Democrats. You want Mondamis running the country? Well, that's who's running. That's who's controlling the Democratic Party. Communist AOC, communist Bernie Sanders. Do I need to go any further with her oligarch tour? Give me a break. We don't need that across the country. But we don't need people that are toeing the line that is not America first oriented. Everything that I mentioned here related to Representative Luna is not America first. And I know she's telling herself, and I'm sure she's convincing herself, ultimately, I am doing the best thing for America. And maybe there's an argument to be made. But I'm tired of a government that makes deals with the devil. I want a government that makes deals with its people and embraces and enforces the Constitution and embellishes the fact that we are a Christian nation and not put power into the hands of a group like TPUSA that basically is making a mockery of Christianity and the Constitution. Don't ask questions. Shut up. You don't have a First Amendment. Oh, by the way, I found this out. I did not know this. And thank you for all of you who corrected me today. You chastised me, rightly so. I deserve it. For at the mock-up at America Fest, where people could get their portraits taken next to Charlie's, or their pictures taken, selfies next to Charlie's portrait, I said they were selling merchandise, which they were. They're also charging people to do it. That makes that even more creepy. Thank you for correcting me on here. This is, and I'm not offended. If I'm wrong, I'm going to say, hey, I missed that detail. I didn't think it was a wise idea for me to go to AmFest. I had friends that were there, and I said I could have worn a disguise, but they would have known I was there because of my cell phone. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't hear that? 277,000 people were in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium at Charlie Memorial. How'd they know that? Well, an Israeli intelligence firm that they hired to track this gave them the information. Andrew Colvett was the source. He admitted it on Jesse Waters' interview with him. And Fox News is all about, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. Erica Kirk only goes on shows where they won't push back. She'll never come on my show. Never. And I'd be fair to her. I'd like to be proven wrong. I would like for Charlie's work to continue. But what I see right now is an abomination of what TPUSA was under Charlie. And I need to see TPUSA not have any influence on our youth and not have any influence in our government. And right now, I know I'm going to have to wait for a while that to happen. But nonetheless, we're going to light the torch and keep moving forward and exposing what they are. What do we do about Representative Luna? If I were in her district, would I vote for her? I'd say 50-50. I'd look more closely at voting record now. And I don't have the time to look at that. Some of you out there might look at it and tell me, does she vote the right way? Because you constituents need to know she'll be up for re-election. Or is she someone that we need to toss them all, tossthemall.com, in the primary? You tell me. I'm looking forward to your comments on her. But I wanted you to know who and what she represents. The most concerning thing on here to me, though, outside Charlie, is the UFO ET issue. I firmly believe they're fallen angels, and Genesis 6, verse 4 explains all this very well. I think that what we're looking at here is the potential deception that could come with Project Bluebeam. Fake alien invasion designed to have one world government to defend the Earth. And I think it's a false flag. That's my personal belief. Perhaps I'm wrong, but she comes out with very provocative statements. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Today may be the biggest blockbuster day in the history of this show. And the show started as a broadcast in 2007. So we're going on 19 years. And I began writing articles when we were the victims of John McCain's political mafia, trying to steal our property rights and ultimately our properties as far back as 2004. So I have quite a history there. And for me to make that statement, it's amazing. And we're going to do a couple of things today. And I want to lay out where we're going. And then we're going to self-correct on something, not self-correct, add to what I said yesterday with regard to Representative Luna. But first, I'm going to tell you what we're headed towards, what we're going to do. We're in territory that's very dangerous. Me and anybody else like Danks or Zach DeGregorio, and many of the others, Jesse on Fire, you're doing a heck of a job. We're all walking down a bad path. And let me just remind you a little bit about history. MIT did a study of people that had first degree connection to the JFK assassination, and well over 300 people met unfortunate and unnatural ends. And MIT tried to calculate the probabilities, and there were more zeros in the probabilities than the computer could spit out in that particular year. So let's just say this. We are in very dangerous territory as a group, and we'd ask that you'd keep us in your prayers. And the one of the verses that really comes to mind for me is from Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will not fear evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And basically, it means that the Lord will seek you and preserve you in times of difficulty if you're in his flock, which I'm working on that. I mean, I think we're all works in progress to that to various degrees. None of us have achieved perfection, but we do need the protection. Part of my motivation for what I'm going to do today and what I'm going to give you is shocking. Some of it's my stuff that I've integrated into other researchers, and I'm going to try to give credit where credit is due. And I'm trying to provide cover for some of my colleagues by taking some of what they do, combine it with what I do, so the voices become so voluminous that the ending of one source can't lead to the ending of exposure. And this is absolutely critical. And there have been times when I covered the Gulf oil spill and I had some very, very incendiary material, especially about money movement. And then the Benghazi situation where I had one source, an incredible source that I can never reveal. But let's put it this way, some of the highest levels of power in his domain and pressuring me to come out. And I did. Oh, did I take heat until the evidence piled up and all of a sudden people went from criticizing me to quoting me, sometimes stealing from me. So I've been down this road before, but I don't think to this degree of severity. I can't stress to you the organization strong enough that TPUSA has become. They are an extremely powerful entity, very powerful, with great power. I think Erica Kirk said that they had reached the $5 billion threshold in assets. They're extremely powerful and they're well connected to politicians around the world, high level politicians, including our own. So there can be no mistaking that when you start taking apart their finances and their questionable actions and saying investigations need to happen, well, bad things can happen. And so this is why I'm doing a provide the cover coverage today on the Common Sense Show. Before you get there, people have asked me about when I discussed this the other day, and they let me click off this screen here. This is a product here that is secondary to my health. And here's what I mean by that. When I got RSV with strep lung linings, the spray, the NanoSoma spray, is what saved me. The steroids weren't working, the antibiotics. I was off these meds entirely when I started taking the spray. And then I began to recover and I defied the prognoses from experts. But then in the gym, I wanted to just increase my health, to increase my longevity and stay and quality of life. But the joint problems persisted and this gel brought me through. It doesn't work right away. And I can't tell you it's 3 months, it's 6 months, it's a year. For me, it was 6 to 8 weeks that there was a tremendous turnaround. And today, I won't say I never have a twinge in my joints. I do. It would be not honest for me to say that I never do, but I don't get the huge inflammation I used to get and the debilitating pain that made me shy away from doing certain things. When I do these Bulgarian split squats, yeah, I'm pressed to the hilt on this, but the joint soreness pales in comparison to what I get with muscular soreness. And this product really helped push me through. Want to know more? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And if you want the entire product line, okay, from immune system functioning to joint rehab to fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns treatment, that 3-pack, 15% off, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We are in uncharted territory in this particular thing, but I want to start off with the most lighthearted presentation of this particular program today. This will be the most lighthearted segment in all likelihood. Yesterday, I covered a couple of different angles from a person named Luna, who I largely have respect for. But you know, I pointed out some things that are worth review. I'm not going to recapitulate them here, but one of the things she said was, she said Erica Kirk had nothing to do with her husband's demise, and I'm paraphrasing that part of it. And she was on the PBD podcast, and I'm not saying that we have definitive proof either, but she went on to say, look, she lost her husband and she lost her children. And I played that clip 4 times. There's no mistaking. Now, days later, after all the hubbub happened, on that comment, she came out and said, I misspoke. When you misspeak, the vast majority of time, the overwhelming percentage says that you self-correct right there. Now, could you say something and forget you said it? Yeah, but that is in the minority of probability. And we're dealing with probabilities here. And what's interesting is someone pointed out, and I had to go check it out, and it's basically a true statement. Nicolise commented on a presentation I had yesterday, and I'll just read directly, and I'm showing you here on screen. Jack Posobiec also made reference to this on his appearance on Piers Morgan on September 12th, saying she, meaning Erica Kirk, wouldn't be able to raise her children or be able to raise them or, quote, have more grandchildren, which makes no sense if she actually had her kids in custody. Let me read that again. She, quote, wouldn't be able to raise them or, quote, have more grandchildren. Again, which makes no sense. I agree with that analysis. So was Jack misspeaking here too? Is he now going to come back months after the statement and take that back? Or was he speaking honestly from the heart? So I look at this, ladies and gentlemen, and what I'm telling you is we now have two big leaks But we have also other minor leaks too, and I don't feel the need, and I'm compelled to go through and present each one. But there's a pattern or custody in the future for Erica and the children has been raised in question. I'm not in a position to judge. I don't know. But what I do know is when prominent people start saying the same thing, and then one of them tries to publicly retract days later, I think we need to be looking at something and say, is there really a fire behind this smoke? My hunch is there is, but to the degree I am not sure. I haven't really been able to delve into the children issue. And I'll be honest with you too. I am not inclined to push the children issue too hard because I don't want to invade privacy. The children need to be protected from this. What I think people are doing is they're not trying to endanger children's privacy, but they're trying to question parental or potential parental motive. And that I think is fair game, but you run the risk that the collateral damage will be the privacy of the kids. And I think it's pretty clear that Charlie wanted that protected. So we're going to honor that. But if you think that I was misrepresenting anything yesterday, even though I played the clip four times, played it back, played it back, played it back, played it back, I was being sincere and just saying there's a lot of smoke. Is there a fire behind the smoke? And then I went through Representative Luna's credentials, and her credentials outweigh her tenure. She's a sophomore legislator. She'll be running for re-election in the next term. She has power that people with 10 times her experience do not have. And I find that to be interesting. Now, she's got great charisma. She's well spoken. She's obviously intelligent. But I still think it's a fair thing to raise the question because I have to look at motives. Is she really releasing or recommending the releasing of the Epstein files, the JFK files? Her constant reference to UFOs and ETs are real, but national security agreements prevent me from telling you details. And my mind goes right to Project Bluebeam, which I think is a logical thing to wonder about out loud. There is more to her than meets the eye, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I generally have supported her. Actually, I've been very enthusiastic about supporting her, but I'm saying right now that what has this event has made me realize how truly compromised so many people in high positions of power, the general deception that goes on with the public, because you're going to have your eyes open today. If you've not listened to me about finances and Queen Creek UPS mailboxes receiving $4.5 million from TPUSA, if you've not heard me talk about that before, oh, you're going to get a mega dose of new material today. And including, I have done an analysis of the life insurance policy. Oh, this is, let's put it this way. This begs for investigation. And we're talking allegations and suspicions at this point. But it begs for official investigation. And the fact that there isn't any speaks volumes. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.